on this episode of The Commercial Break.
You made it. You made it halfway. It's only halftime, but that should be applauded. There you go. Even Astrid has to take a break after a few hours of Brian. I think it's time to mention we'll be trying to stream live on YouTube and Twitch at TCB Podcast. But as per usual, I don't have any of the details. So go to Instagram and look up at The Commercial Break. There's a good chance Astrid is keeping everyone in check and has all the information you'll need. What would we do without Astrid? Pat yourself on the back and get a refill on the booze. TCB's Endless Day continues now.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
5:30!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of TCB's Endless Day. I'm Brian Green. This is my co-host and my dear friend, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe, and best to you out there in the podcast universe. Keeping us chugging along. Texting, calling in on the phone. Thank you very much. We've gotten a few emails. People have listened to Rachel Bloom so far. They've listened to Michael Ian Black. Both episodes got notes. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. They said, nice. Rachel, we went there with Rachel Bloom. It was funny but touching.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for that. You're welcome. We also thought the same thing about the episode. Rachel was great. And I didn't know, besides Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I didn't know a ton about Rachel. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah.
Michael Ian Black is as funny as they come. He called our number.
Uh-huh.
He called me out. He said, will you let Chrissy talk? I said, no. He said, well, that's kind of weird. I said, well, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
That was fun. And we also talked some politics. And some people have written in and said, thanks for calling out some of the bullshit. Some of the bullshit has to be called out. Just the way that it is. When we don't like to talk politics, but when it becomes way too obvious, sometimes you just got to say what needs to be said. And that's all we're going to say about politics. So there you go. All right. But Chrissy, let us not delay in letting everybody who has
shout outs
to our super fans. On Instagram, Shortstack and Superfly. I think they're also known as Jesse and Julia. There's Chris Keller. There's Geoff. I think I'm saying that. So I've known
Chris Keller. That's my good friend from Nashville.
That is?
Yeah.
Well, he said. Well, he What's says up, Chris? He's given us a little love. So hello, Chris. I think it said either Geoff or Jeff. I've known people who spelled it that way in my life, and one was Geoff and one was Jeff. So there you go. Julia, Shonda, you know Shonda.
Yes.
Jessica, Amanda, Todd, Layla, Olivia, you know Olivia.
Olivia.
Jeff Bransford.
Aww.
Cindy, Susan, Tamara, and Bill. So that's just a few for this. Thank you guys so much. Thank you everyone who's been writing in. We really appreciate it. If you're listening, write in. There's still a couple more hours. We're recording here till 7:30 East Coast time. So let us know if you're listening and where you're listening from and what you're enjoying. Or just as usual on the text messages, tell me what a shithead I am. That's fine too. I'm okay with that. I'm all right. So I don't want to delay on this one because I really want to get as much of this in as we can. Season 3 and Season 4, we kind of combined together. Love Connection, dating shows, a lot of videos on Season 3 and Season 4. But one of the things that really took root in late Season 3 into Season 4 was our love affair with four rednecks from East West Kentucky for big boys, big old redneck boys who do nothing but yell, scream, shout, and look in different directions as their cameraman, Billy, tries his best to capture one single shot of a cryptid. A cryptid is something like... A cryptid. Something like Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster or a pawpaw popper or a Red Claw Baron Wolf or a...
Any of the made-up names.
Lop-a-maru.
Yes.
Yeah, any of the made-up names that urban legend puts together because somebody thought they saw something in the woods and it didn't look, or it did look human, oid, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know the Bigfoot mythology, but it spreads to a million different kinds of animals, creatures, monsters, ghosts, and it falls under the name cryptid. There are many shows out there that revolve around chasing or trying to find cryptids or ghosts or paranormal things.
Right.
But there is one king of the hill, one single team that sits high on the mountain in our hearts and in our heads. And that is, of course, Huck, Chuck, Fuck, Other Chuck, Other Huck,
mm-hmm.
and number Huckleberry number 7, the boys from the Mountain Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
And man, do we get love on these episodes every single time we do it. There's been so much love that I believe in my heart, because I like to think the world revolves around this little head. I believe that there was a whole podcast started about Mountain Monster
That's
breakdown
right.
videos.
I follow that one.
Because we started to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Came out after us. It came out after we started doing Mountain Monsters. So I could only believe that these guys said, we can do that, and probably much better. And
yeah.
they do it much better, to be fair to them.
Yeah.
But we're the OGs. We loved them first. It was our first rodeo. The Mountain Monsters, the boys, they, Chrissy, how do we describe our love for them?
Oh, as wide and vast as the ocean.
As wide and vast as the ocean. I love it. That's a good one. That's a good way to put it. All right. In an effort to get as much of this in this episode as I can, I'm going to not delay, not wait till the second segment. I'm going to start this Mountain Monsters because I found an entire episode, Chrissy. Usually we only get clips.
Right.
But I found an entire episode online of the Mountain Monsters. And I watched here's the thing. Last night or two nights ago, I started I get this content together. I have these ideas. Let me pull these videos. And I started watching it just to make sure it's what we needed. And 36 minutes later, I was still watching the Mountain Monsters. This is the funniest thing in the world to me. These guys, they're actors.
Oh, yeah. They do a great job.
They're improv comedians. Mm-hmm. They're improv actors. They are what was that movie that everybody went crazy for? The shaky camera movie, the Blair Witch Hunt?
Oh, yeah. Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. And it was improv actors that went in the woods with a flashlight and a camera
yeah.
and made this movie that everyone went crazy for back in the early 2000s, late 90s. This is the Blair Witch Project 16 times a season. And I am just in love with it. So, and everybody that texts in loves Mountain Monsters. So let us get right to it. You know what else we did? Hold on. We know what else we did a lot of in season 4? Frankie.
We'll get to Frankie.
Yeah. We'll get to Frank. Don't worry. That's like the cream on top of the cake. Is that how you say it? Listen, I'm not as stupid as I look,
Chrissy. The cherry on top.
There you go. Thank
yes.
you very much. The cherry on your milkshake from Chick-fil-A. How's that?
Yes.
All right. Mountain Monsters, entire episode. We're not going to go through the entire episode, but we're going to go through as much as we possibly can. Here we go.
Bigfoot or Bust. What?
Bigfoot or Bust, season 6, EP 1.
Welcome to
we're on season 6, too. Look at that.
That's right.
Bill Squat Watch.
Wild Bill's Squat Watch. Well, I bet Wild Bill's the kind of guy that clears out a restaurant when he goes into the bathroom. Do you know what I'm saying?
When he squats.
Yeah. I bet these guys have a diet like any other you've ever seen. Beef jerky, Wendy's.
Mountain Dew, of course.
And the McDonald's inside the local Walmart. That's a popular place.
1,700 hours. No sighting the
squatch.
We're
going to
be so funny today. 1,700 hours
what?
Is military time for 5 p.m.
Oh, right. I thought you meant he'd been out there for 1,700 hours and no sighting yet.
Well, that would not surprise me, actually. No scientists either anywhere
exactly.
around.
Today, I'm trying to lay my peepers on old Mr. Bigfoot's hair.
I've never seen someone put binoculars like that. Are his eyes that close together?
He's the one that yells all the time.
I'm never sure if I have seen you, but I'm
found. Where are you at, Mr. Bigfoot?
This is the first time I've seen him not yell.
Yeah, he's doing his own comedy vaudeville routine.
Up here.
His journal. And saw a section called Recon.
He called a sexy recon?
I saw it in the journal and called it a sexy recon. I did not know how to read, but I have to dad phone and the penis and the vagina. Damn, I think it's in a squatch. It's all about scouting your hunting area. Figured out I'd try that technique out here on the old squatch in Taggart Valley. It's only a
Taggart.
Even when he's whispering, he's loud.
I know.
I saw one time I saw that to put the sex in watch. Monk. One thing I love doing when I'm looking for squatch is trying out new calls. Get attention to his old ear. First up, a hoot owl.
I also try that out in Nashville when I've seen them bridesmaids parties. A squatch watch. That's what I call it.
What is wrong with his ear?
I don't know.
Oh. Jeez.
It's kind of a cauliflower ear.
It is.
Yeah.
I think he's the Bigfoot. He's the cryptid.
He's the cryptid.
Poor guy. That ear is deformed. Maybe that's why he yells.
That could be.
Because he can't hear. He's getting like some parents I know. Brian.
Mason, I think you hear a squatch. I like to do all different types. Bird calls.
Catawallers. Cattywampuses. Catatunias. I like to do all kinds, Chrissy. Yep, yep, yep. Don't go for no man's bear. Get your popcorn, yeah?
That was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Hell, I even try a donkey. Honk! Honk!
God.
There's only one donkey in this scene.
Bill.
What are you doing, dude?
Mr. Bigfoot, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. You're not going to stay hidden from old Mr. Wild Bill.
You ain't going to stay hidden from Mr. Wild Bill. Because when I'm making all this racket, I'm sure you're just going to come a-running.
Yeah, he's going to hit on something.
Yeah, nothing like having binoculars to scope out the secret Bigfoot running around the woods and then make an ungodly holla every chance you get.
I'm going to lay eyes on your big hairy ass. It's like a cheeseburger to a baby. They can't resist.
I have a cheeseburger to a baby.
Huh. What kind of babies are you
I haven't
having?
Heard that before.
This is why Huck is 500 pounds. Yeah. It's because his mama's feeding him a cheeseburger.
You don't need no teeth. You need another burger from Sonic Drive-Thru.
Cutting edge idea. Check this out. I'm going to eat just like Mr. Bigfoot so I can get right in the same frame of mind he is.
Eat?
It is.
Here we go.
Oh.
Product placement. Snap into a Slim Jim.
It's a scientific proof that Bigfoot love jerky.
Well, I had no idea how much of this show was just a one-man improv vaudeville
yeah,
act.
Yeah, this
But
one...
it's pretty funny. Squatch jerky. He made jerky for the Squatch. That's very sweet of him.
You ever see him commercials?
I would say his handwriting is terrible, but it's better than mine, so there you go.
Yeah.
All the time. Everybody knows a Bigfoot eats jerky. It's a scientific fact. How do you disagree with science?
This show is based on science.
Yeah, this show is living proof you can disagree with science. You've never once had a scientist on.
The little hogs eat. This is just one good teeth. But hey, they ain't gonna lean on for that. My diet is gonna be like Mr. Bigfoot's diet. The worst down is squash jerky. Here's what I got today.
Do you think he sits at home and writes up these comedy
yeah.
routines.
Yes.
And then I'll stuff as much jerky as I can in my mouth and make a snapshot about having one tooth.
Brother, good old Squatch soda. Invented this myself.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a Coke can.
It's hard to believe this went on for six seasons. It's worse than the commercial break. He looks like a deformed Popeye. He's drinking his soda with his cheeks full of beef jerky. You got to see this. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. It's pretty funny, actually.
Oh, took too much Squatch soda.
Hey, guys. We got another mountain monster dying over here on set number two.
That's delicious. A lot of people don't know this. The recon... is short for reconnaissance, a French word.
Who doesn't know that? What do you mean a lot of people don't know that?
Yeah.
Like French fries. 1723. Snap.
Oh, he's writing in his notebook, just like you do, Chrissy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why he never finds the Bigfoot, is because he's got a notebook just like you. It gets lost.
Break.
What was he tallying up there?
He's just writing down the time. He's just writing down different times. 5:33, 5:35. Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
we know by the change of the music that something serious is about to happen.
You hear that? What the hell is that? That's a red damn palm. What a noise is that? This noise on you.
What the hell is that extremely low rumbling noise coming in from the sound effects people at Travel Channel?
Sir, it sounds like it started with that farm right there where Huck and Will and Jeff's at. Let's get the hell out of here. I don't know what the hell it is.
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's get in the four by and ride around and scream and yell.
Like a rumble.
He was just in his zone, too, with the Squatch.
I felt like he was so close. Yeah, he was eating like the Squatch, drinking
calls.
Like the Squatch. That's right. He was about to lay a log like the Squatch and call him right in.
He's coming up out of the earth. Let's go get in here. It's like vibrate. Let's get the hell over here. Come on. I need the whole ass over there and meet up with these.
It's like my pocket pusher.
Guys, damn the hell, what the hell was that? We need to figure out what the hell.
I love how these guys try and make it fast and exciting, and they get in the 4x and it's going
two miles per hour.
So what the noise is and where it's coming from. That vibrator damn ground.
Nope.
What the hell was that?
Wild Bill, this is on the screen. As, like, you know those documentaries where they have to write something on a black screen with white lettering to let you know it's serious and something has happened? Wild Bill believes the noise he just heard is coming from a nearby farm where the team is stationed. Mm-hmm. Stationed. Like the 4th Infantry Group.
Son of a Come on, Bear! Come on, get in here!
Watch out for the chickens.
Yep.
Oh,
he hit the rooster. He killed the rooster. This is from that episode we watched. I think so. Either that or Wild Bill just has killed a lot of roosters in his time. So he's driving down the road at 2 miles per hour, and he hit a rooster with the golf cart.
Hey, come here, Bill.
You guys hear that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we heard
that.
Yeah, we heard it.
What the hell was that?
That was Huck. He's making an ungodly racket down in the portalet.
Those overalls, they've got wedgies.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. Sometimes you can't afford to go a size up. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? You know how it is. You put on those tight clothing and it just gives you more motivation to lose that extra couple of pounds. Only it never happens.
Squatch was down there scared the living out of me.
That come from right over there by that big northern red oak right there. Jeff, Willie, and me.
Jeff, Willie, and me. We were over here, and we saw northern red oak making noise like thunder. So we came down to investigate, since I am the main security apparatus for the mountain monster.
I love that Huckleberry is when he's the one that rotates out the most.
Yes, I come in and out. There's three of me.
I was out here on this farm for the first time today. We just got permission to be here. This is a shortcut over to that log, and then all of a sudden, it was like the earth just erupted. It was like when they're blasting down in the mines, when it rumbles.
Like when I'm blasting after a long night of drinking Milwaukee's Best.
Pulls up towards your service.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I put it in the mind of. It sounded like the devil was down there using his anvil.
Check this out.
Listen to that right there.
Listen to this on my iPod from 1922.
Look at them cows. It's got them all piled up now. Damn.
I think it's just a storm.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's
raining
just raining.
Outside.
Yeah. And cows huddle together for warmth.
Yeah.
But good try, guys.
Listen, Dad. Son of a...
That's where she comes from.
It's literally
from,
a thunderstorm.
Okay, guys, now here's what the director says. He says he's going to insert thunder noise here. Can you pretend like it's something's going on?
Yeah, let me point over to that tree over there.
Hold up, guys. What do you say we weapon up? Head right on up?
Hold on, guys. What do you say? You, me, and Billy go get a couple of hand grenades, some bazookas, and some sparklers, and we'll head over there with our thermals. I've got an idea, Chrissy. Why don't we wait till the dead middle of the night with no security around us?
We have to wait till night.
That's right. It makes it much more scary.
Over there.
Hell yeah. Right, let's do
it. Let's go, guys.
Hell yeah.
That log shouldn't be.
Let's go get murdered.
3-4 out there.
Yeah, keep your eyes out for any kind of sign.
It's starting to get a little bit dark. We better keep our damn eyes open. By God, be on our A game.
I've got my baby gun. Ba-ding!
Patong.
I'm ready for the thermals.
These squats.
Oh, the thermals are coming out because you know it is. Yep. They're yelling. It's getting dark. Here come the thermals.
They don't play around, mister.
Here she does it, brother.
Get ready, guys.
Hey. Right there it is.
Oh. There it is. That's just a rotting tree root.
It's a tipped over tree. Hurry, get in the ground. Shoot it.
Shoot it.
I'm just a tree.
Where's Huck? Where's Huck?
Huckleberry. Well, I know. I don't.
No, I mean Buck. I'm sorry. Buck. Where's Buck?
Yeah, I don't know where Buck is.
I don't know. I'm missing him kind of because he's usually the loudest, most obnoxious, least coherent.
When we was in here, whatever took off, come out of the lower.
Look at that gun. That gun was made in 1807 and has never ever.
Is that a musket?
It is. It's a musket. He's going to have to reload a musket. It's one of those dueling pistols where they have to reload.
You and Bill go the upper side. Me and Jeff will go the lower.
Yes, sir. Easy to look. We just spotted them low. It's about 30, 40 yards up there. Easy, might be a damn squatch up there.
You're damn right.
We don't know if that Bigfoot's up there or not. There's only one way to find out. You want to sneak up there?
Where did they get these guns? From the cash and pawn down the street? These guns are terrible. I don't know much about guns, but I know when I see an old one that has not been taken care of.
We can't lay eyes on this damn big.
I don't think those guys are sneaking anywhere.
No, there's nothing sneaky. You can hear them coming a mile away. First of all, the one's been caterwauling or whatever. He's been making turkey noises for an hour. The other one's been rumbling. Three of them have been yelling and screaming into the camera. They're not sneaking up on anything. Mm-mm. It's a dead tree. It's been dead for a long time. You know how you can tell? There's like literally mud that's rolled up on the side of it. It's not fresh in any way, shape, or form. For some reason, these dingbats think that Bigfoot tore it down and is hiding under it.
You go up high, and I'll go around. All right, go ahead. I'll cover you.
This honestly reminds me of being a kid and running through the woods and making stuff up as we went along. Right. This tree is the least intimidating thing I've seen all day long. I've been in the studio.
What the hell? What the hell was that?
It was me. I'm stuck under this tree.
Billy.
It's me, Billy. I'm under the tree. Don't shoot. Oh, that's right. The guns don't work anyway.
It busted right out of there and it's busting. Yeah. Did you see it, Willie?
No, I can see some.
Did you see it, Willie?
No, I didn't see shit. I ain't seen shit in the 7 years I've been here. I'm sick of this job. Y'all told me there was going to be Big Feet and Bigfoot and Pawpaw Poppers. And all I've gotten so far is this old, crusty, rusty 9mm that don't work and a pair of work gloves from Home Depot. When the fuck are we going to find something? All right, more mountain monsters coming up. Stay tuned as TCB's Endless Day, sponsored by 5-Hour Energy, brought to you with limited commercial interruption by 5-Hour Energy, rolls on. 998. If you're in mental health crisis or anybody you know is, you can pass that phone number along, text, or call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. They never close, Spanish or English. There are professionals on standby to help you out of a tough situation emotionally or mentally. All been there. Sometimes we just need a helping hand. 212-433-3TCB. Let us know if you're listening. We'll be back.
All right, cats and kittens. You're in the middle of another episode during TCB's Endless Day. Make sure you're following us at The Commercial Break on Instagram for more information on all of today's events and maybe even a live streaming recording. Wouldn't that be a miracle? You know, now would be a really good time to call in and give Brian and Chrissy some moral support. They've been at this for like, what, 6 million hours? 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Be sure to catch all these episodes a second time on video at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And get your free exclusive Endless Day sticker by visiting tcbpodcast.com and dropping us a line on the Contact Us button. Okay, I'm going to go, or I'll run the risk of being the second person on this podcast to talk way too much.
Looking right at you, Brian.
Best to you.
All right, and this Endless Day endlessly rolls on. We're doing Mountain Monsters, a big part of the show's, I think, lore. The TCB, not their lore, our lore, yeah. TCB's lore, has been the Mountain Monsters. It is the content we have reviewed most, only seconded by Frankie B. So I think we have done, Chat did this the other day. My chatty that blew up I'm feeding it too much commercial break and demanding too much of it, apparently, to do work, actual work. Chatty GPT said, I think there's 31 episodes from the show notes that refer to Mountain Monsters being in the episode, 31 out of 700, and now we're on 67 or something. They're a classic. And then Frankie B was 29. So, and then Teresa was like 23, and something related to dating shows was 21. So there you go. That's the order of content. Brian is wrong or blue in the episode. 762.
All of them.
every single one of them, kids. Brian got it wrong. Will it ever end? All right. Now, back to Mountain Monsters. They're on the hunt. They think they found
They're
Bigfoot.
Where in the hell did he
go? What in the hell was that? That's big as hell.
All right, Bill, keep working up around.
Easy does it now, easy.
Keep right,
Bill. Easy does it.
I love it when they say easy does
it. Go easy. Go easy into your certain death. Go easy. If I'm chasing Bigfoot, the last thing I'm doing is going easy. I'm going as hard as possible, actually. That's going to be my dictate. Go hard. Go real hard.
Well, better stay ready.
Slow and easy, brother.
Where in the hell did he go?
Slow and easy.
He's a Bigfoot. He can't be that hard to find.
And if the Bigfoot is there and is close, that gun is not going to do anything.
No, that is a BB gun. That's a pellet gun. My dad has a pellet gun that looks more impressive or intimidating than that.
Be slow and easy, brother.
I got you covered. Keep working yourself up.
I got you covered with my BB gun and your BB gun. Together, we should wear goggles so as not to shoot our eyes out.
Whatever in the hell it was up here on this end.
Meanwhile, one of these guys is wearing like like a snowflake knitted hat with the two snowballs that hang down, but they're tied up.
Yeah. The ear things that hang down.
That thing, I can smell that from here. I can, I swear to God. Oh. I mean, I don't mean to be judgmental about the way they look. I've got family members that look like these guys. But at the end of the day, I can smell them through the screen.
That cap,
what
for sure.
What the hell we got here?
Oh, yeah, that cap. I've been to some parties in the woods where you can smell somebody coming. And after day number four, you can smell me coming. Uh-huh. You can smell everybody coming. Even when you shower, it still doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
We got a big cable laying right here.
Bigfoot's laying logs and laying cable. Bigfoot's laying cable.
I got a job with AT&T. I'm putting fiber here into my Bigfoot layer. It's amazing. Pays great. $22 an hour. Great benefits. I'm part of the union. Hey, shoot me with that gun. Let's see if it hurts.
Back here, well, that damn thing's connected around this damn road.
Damn, that son of a has been there for a while.
Man.
Damn. He's been playing with the cables. Cables.
Wow, Bill just made it to the end of that log.
No, that's not been sitting there for a while. It's fresh wood. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a big cable.
I went to one Boy Scout meeting in my entire life, and I got scared and ran off because they said the word camping, and I was like, not with these guys. Even at my young, tender age, I knew enough to know that I shouldn't be left alone in the woods with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. So I don't know the first thing about camping, woods. I would eat mushrooms probably the first day and die. I went on the Appalachian Trail one time. I went 3 days up and I came back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when we went.
Oh, yes, we went too. Yes.
The trailhead.
Yeah. I went on the Appalachian Trail to make it a month. I was going to go from like here to wherever, Charlotte or wherever. Uh-huh. Not Charlotte, but wherever it was up in the Appalachians. I was going to make it a month with these two girls, of course, because, you know, the girls.
Of course they got you to go on that.
I made it 3 days, and one of them had to walk me back. And then she went by herself to go meet up with her friend. But I know enough to know that this is not old cable. It's brand new. They just tied it around this damn tree. They've been trying to pull the logs out of the ground.
Cinched up around the top of it. Got this log all squeezed down, bedded into the bark.
My thing's embedded in there. Holy
We start following the end of that cable out, and right there it was. Something all
There it was. Bigfoot Wangle. He'd been doing some weird autoerotic penis asphyxiation with steel cable and trees.
Straight out and broke off.
What the hell?
Whatever snapped off this cable had to have some force on it.
Look at this trail. Look at this trail.
Oh,
the
cow-killing bastard. Oh, wow. Okay.
Dude, look.
Now
oh
I remember.
Gosh, look. Watch your step. Look.
Oh, that's right. It was the dead cow.
The dead cow. That's right. Okay, we're skipping to episode number two. This is a season six recap. I'm sorry I'm not playing the full episode, but I don't care. Who cares? It's big. Yeah. It's Mountain Monsters. Let's go with it. This is Cow Killing Bastard. This is Huck. I mean, excuse me. Buck.
Oh, Buck.
This is Buck. And Buck has found a dead cow in the field, or the innards of a cow in the field.
That's part of a cow. I'm out here.
That's part of a cow. The part you don't eat. Or it's really fancy special effects on part of the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
On East Point Farm, right in the heart of the Tiger Valley. We got a cow killer.
Ow! Right in the heart of the Tiger Valley.
Turn here.
We got a dead cow here.
And I just followed a blood trail out to an absolute massacre. Like something made short work of this in a hurry.
And how do you know that? What indicates it took a short amount of time?
Yeah, I was in a hurry.
Yeah.
So, oh, Dad! Cool! Did you hear that?
It's me. I'm here to talk to you about your car insurance. Your car warranty has expired.
I just called the rest of the team for backup, but right now, I'm out here alone.
I'm out here alone talking to a camera with a lighting guy and another lighting guy and a microphone guy.
Armed. Oh, listen. We got to move. This cow killer is still right in the area. We got to get shelter now. Come on. We got to go.
We got to get shelter. You got to get shelter.
Yeah, shelter.
It's raining. We got to get an umbrella.
We got to go. Come on. We got to go. We got to move. Come on. We got to get in this
car. Talk it out, Buck.
Yeah. Let's go to the scariest outhouse we can find. Since there is
the crumbling
shack. A murderous 17-foot tall mountain monster after us, let us go to a crumbling shack where certain death shall happen.
Get in there.
Billy, get in there.
I don't want to go in there. You go in there. I'll take my chances out here. I wouldn't go into a shed. If you're being chased by something, you go into the shed, it comes in with you, you're dead.
You're trapped.
You're out in the open field. At least, you know, maybe you have a chance of outrunning it. Not to mention, you're dragging around a camera crew with a bunch of lighting equipment. I mean, it's the least secretive retreat in all of cryptid history.
Whew.
Ooh,
I had to take cover as quick as I could, so right now I'm held up in this old...
Well, not right now, because I'm talking to you, the camera, but before I was held up in this thing, and then I realized I am in the walk-in cooler at the local Taco Bell. I've locked
it
myself.
It did look like a it cooler
did, didn't
door.
It? Yeah. Oh.
I don't have my weapon.
The local Taco Bell.
I'm at the local Taco Bell. And let me tell you something, Chrissy. It is no Fiesta Taco in here. There is no Diablo Pizza El Grande here.
That's where they're getting their meat.
My only option is to stay here and try to wait this thing out.
I look around to assess what is going on, and I see a Swiffer. I will dust while I'm here. There's a Swiffer in there. Why is there a Swiffer in an old cabin in the woods?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, there's the thermals.
Oh, there's the thermals. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now finally we can be safe because we're going to see the heat signature of the thing about to kill us. We're going to see the heat signature of our own death.
We gotta move. We gotta move. We gotta move. We gotta move.
We gotta move.
We gotta move just to the other side of the room.
The walk-in cooler. Yes. We gotta move. We gotta move and make as much noise as possible while we're
doing. There's hay in there.
There is. Have you ever been to a Taco Bell? No offense to Taco Bell, but you know.
It's right outside. It's right outside. It's right outside. Look here.
What if something like crazy just broke through the wall and was like,
"Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to you!" It's a strippogram,
right.
From a female Bigfoot.
A cryptogram.
Oh crap! There's a kitten.
There's a kitten.
Come on.
I thought I heard something go.
There's a kitten. I wonder if
kitten.
That unexpectedly happened or if they like,
placed it.
I've got an idea. For this episode, let's place a random kitten in jeopardy.
It's not uncommon to find cats in these old barns.
Let's see if there's anywhere to hide in here.
This one, he's in the wrong place.
Oh, crap.
I can't leave this little fella in danger, so I'm going to take him with me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the cat or me. The cat stayed in the walk-in cooler.
Dude, that door's open. Stay here.
Stay here. I'll take this kitty and feed it to the monster. That should satisfy. It's like a little appetizer. You want a capitizer? Catatizer.
It's okay.
Ooh. Instead of a cat nap, I'm getting a cat app, Chrissy. Yada-da-da-da-da. I'll be here for the next 3 hours.
If something happens, you go that way.
What, he's going to be the hero?
If something happens, you go first. What a brave man.
Thermals.
Oh, the good old thermals.
Yeah, that door looks like it'll hold.
It won't secure.
Yeah, that door looks like it was made by Imagineering at Walt Disney World to hold nothing back. It's got two old pieces of wood and Buck's closing it like it's a safe at Wells Fargo.
We gotta find somewhere to go, dude.
You've trapped yourself now.
Yeah, you've now locked yourself into some shitty old rackety-tack fucking shack in the woods. Well, there's a beast outside foaming at the mouth, and you've got a kitty that's meowing every second, alerting the creature to dinner.
Ooh, right there. There's a loft. Hold this.
Buck, I don't know if you should go up those stairs.
Buck. To be fair, though, here he looks much skinnier than he has in other appearances.
Season 6.
But he just threw the cat to the camera guy. Yeah. I don't want that shit. I'm allergic. It's taken us a whole lot of time to do this.
Yeah, I know.
We've been in here for 10 minutes, and he hasn't come in yet. even when the door was open.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The door was open for the first 5 minutes he was in there, and no creature came in. He's in a shack in the woods. He found that there's an attic, and now he's put some rickety old ladder over there. Well, if you haven't seen Buck, I'm not sure any rickety old ladder, I'm not sure any ladder no. should be walked on, but okay, let's see what happens.
Dude, it's right outside. It's right outside. Oh! We need to get up. Give me the cat.
I'm going to toss him up into the attic.
It's okay, buddy.
This ain't good. If this creature can rip apart a full-grown cow,
give me the thermal.
Give me the thermals. Now, you stay down there.
Yeah.
I'm going to record you getting eaten. Hey, what the fuck?
What the fuck, Bob?
I know I should have gone to work for Love Connection. Yeah. This ain't good. I've got the kitty upstairs, and I'm in for certain death. Only, I actually made it because now I'm doing a cutaway outside of the shack.
Short work of this barn,
yammer.
And it'll make short work of me.
We gotta move. We've gotta have some sort of weapon. There's a pitchfork. Cue your light.
I'll stick it in the eye.
Cue your light. Good IR.
And that's why I only use fresh pet kitty litter. When you really got the shits, when you're really on the go, only fresh pet will do. When you're running from a 3,000-pound killing machine, only fresh pet can keep your shit smelling great.
Chain.
Oh, it's underneath of us.
It's me, Ricky Ticky Tacky, from your dreams. I am the ghost of Buckwald Present. Give me the kitty.
Listen.
Where did the cat go?
I don't know.
He stopped meowing.
Oh. Did you feel the floor shake?
Yeah, because you're standing on top of it, Buck. I'm sorry, but you're a big boy.
It's right there. It's underneath of us.
Oh, it made its way in.
Let's keep talking. If we keep talking, we won't get killed.
There's a good chance one, if not both of us, ain't gonna make it out of here, bud.
Way to be comforting. Great team leadership. Don't come up with a plan. I'll go downstairs and stab him. There's a good chance none of us are going to make it out here. And where's the kitty? I don't give a fuck no more.
I'll give you everything I got to give you a chance to run, but this isn't going to be good. Listen.
Stab it.
Oh, here they come.
I'm worried about him. I'm afraid he's hurt.
Reconnaissance.
Oh, he's got that damn flare.
Yeah, the reconnaissance mission is back, and they're going to come save Buck right in the nick of time. It's amazeballs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I could watch.
What a great team.
There's 50 more minutes of this. I could watch 49 of it. Swear to God, I could. I just love it. I love it so much. Mountain Monsters, a big part of the commercial break lore. Some of our favorite episodes, our Mountain Monster episodes. So go Google it. Go Google the commercial break Mountain Monsters, and you'll come up with at least 31, according to Chatty GPT. It's probably wrong about that, because it's been wrong about everything else. Fucker. Anyway, episode number 7 in the can now? Yep, episode number 7 in the can. You're almost there.
Yep.
We're working our way through. Okay, here we go. All right. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3TCB. Call us. Text us. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to be here probably till 7, 8 o'clock East Coast time. And so I think this is coming out at 5 o'clock East Coast time. Also, it's possible that we might be live on Twitch right now. So check us out.
Or you missed us.
Or we never went on. One of the three. TCB podcast on Twitch. You can probably watch it. I think the videos go up there and then you can watch it. Do us a favor. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break for updates along the way. Also, tcbpodcast.com. We're going to be doing a TCB Endless Day sticker. So if you want that, write in. Go to the Contact Us button. Drop down menu says, I want my free sticker. Give us your address. Let us know you want the Endless Day sticker. Give us a couple of weeks. They're in production. And then we'll send them off to you. No muss. No fuss. Did I already say 212? Yes, I did. 212-4333-TCB. It's getting, we're getting into it, kids.
Yeah, we're a little
squirrely. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for all of the guest episodes. They're already up there. You can go and watch them now as they roll out. And then the regular episodes, this episode and the others we are doing, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, those will come out this week. So just stay tuned. Subscribe, hit the smash the notification bell, as Frankie would say. And yeah, and thank you everyone who's been calling in and writing in. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for this episode.
I think so.
I do love you.
And I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe for this episode of TCB's Endless Day, sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. Until next time, we will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Chillin' to see Diplo.